Previously on Pork Therapy.
Oh. You realize we spent 5 minutes talking about nothing?
Okay, so the question is, it was a very good question, actually. It is, the question asker first started out by saying we should talk about reciprocity in relationships. And I said, okay, well, can you elaborate on that? And then he said, well, how do you make sure that relationships, friend relationships, cohabitating relationships, loving relationships, business relationships, any kind of relationships, how do you make sure that they stay egalitarian and that one party in the relationship is not exerting coercion over or exploitation over the other?
Maybe your agreement or what you're comfortable with is you control me, you're the dom, I'm the sub in the bedroom, i.e. sex,
right,
but not with money or not around the kids or whatever.
Right.
So in that example and the previous business example, it basically comes down to voluntary inequality. Right?
Voluntary inequality. I mean, that's an interesting statement, because is any relationship ever truly equal? Like, can you have a truly egalitarian relationship? I don't think so. I think sometimes it swings back and forth, you know, in a dynamic between two people. Sometimes the pendulum swings either way. Sometimes, you know, there's some time periods where one person might be a little bit more powerful, I guess, than the other.
Yeah. I mean, this is unrelated, but the Declaration of Independence says that all men are created equal.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it says men and not women, so there's proof that they're
equal.
But second of all, it
ironically,
meant...
Ironically, yes.
Yeah.
And in that same document, weren't black people like three-fifths
right,
of a person?
Right, three-fifths of an
it's
equal
so
person.
It's so ironic, yeah.
But, even though it was wrong in those regards, it meant equal under the law. All men are not equal. Or all
oh,
people,
no way.
All people are not equal. They
oh,
have
no,
different
we see
capabilities.
Examples of that again and again.
Yeah, different levels, different interests. So,
you're talking about people not being equal in that they have different talents and different skills and different attributes
and desires. Yeah,
and desires.
Yeah.
Yes, I definitely agree with that, and I don't think it's a good thing that, like, if everyone were equal, if everyone had the exact same appearance, skills, talents, whatever, desires, I don't think that would be a good thing.
No.
I like variety.
Yeah.
And it's okay to be that people are not equal to each other. I don't think that.
As long as it's voluntary. I mean, if you for some.
Well, yeah. I mean, how can it's not really voluntary, right? Because you're born.
No. How you are is not voluntary, but the relationships you choose are chosen.
Sure.
I mean,
yeah.
You're not in a. You don't have a girlfriend because you live next to each other and you're forced to. you have a girlfriend because you like certain things and she likes you, and
sure.
You have an arrangement. Oh, she will clean the she will do the laundry and he will clean the house or whatever, you know, you guys voluntarily agree on.
Right. This brings up another really interesting thing, actually.
Okay.
We may have to break this podcast into two.
Well, if it's a big topic, we will, but what is it?
Yes. Oh, it's always big.
Oh.
It's a long...
You make it big.
Oh, God. I think I inflated the topic here.
Oh. That's swell.
Oh, bad one. Now you made me forget what I was going to say. I think this is a coercive relationship.
Oh, so unequal.
Yes, well.
You really forgot?
No, I think I remembered it now. One thing that I've always found fascinating is that most people agree that... Or a lot of people think that, you know, people should, like, employers should not be able to discriminate on the basis of things like gender, sex, you know, religion, race, whatever, in hiring employees. But yet, if you're going to go out on a date with someone, most people would agree that you're not obligated to go on a date with anyone who asks you because... You know, because you shouldn't discriminate, right? Are you discriminating if you turn someone down because they're too, you know, too fat or, you know, whatever reason you give, right?
right. Too old, too fat, too ugly.
Does that
too...
make sense, what I just said?
It does. I think it's... Can you relate it to this topic, or is that another episode?
No, I think we can relate it to this topic, but it's egalitarianism in relationships. Like, you're not... I don't think you're obligated to... enter into any kind of relationship with anyone for whatever reason you choose. Now, like, if let's say that there's a guy and he hates women,
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't want to be friends with me because I'm a woman. Well, fuck him. Like,
right,
I think he's a total jerk, but I wouldn't want to, you know, force him to be friends with me. Like, why would I want to do that?
That wouldn't even work.
No, that wouldn't even work. There's
and
no
for that matter,
For that matter, I wouldn't want to, even if there's a bigoted or misogynistic or whatever employer
racist,
who doesn't want to hire me because I'm a woman or thinks that my skills are less valuable because I'm a woman, like, why would I want to work for them in the first place? That's
right,
just
one
thing I never understood about anti-discrimination laws and, like, laws that say, oh, you can't discriminate in hiring and you have to hire anyone who
I've heard of people who were fired and they think it's because they were black or a minority or whatever, and they sue to get their job back, sue to make the employer.
Yeah, why would you want to work in that environment?
That would be
for
so
that
much
racist
worse.
Jerk, yeah.
Not only would you be back working for a racist jerk or whatever the situation is, but then he would hold a grudge because you've used the government to force him to be there, and all your employees
kidding.
Would be so uncomfortable.
Yeah, I never understood that either. It's just like, you know, fuck him, move on.
So when you related a boss's choice of employee to who you would date, I thought that was pretty good because I think...
Because there are two situations
that
are pretty much the same thing, but yet people have differing opinions on them in general.
Yeah, because they don't fully process it.
Right.
Basically, an employer should be able to hire or fire anyone he wants for any reason, and if you don't like that reason, then... Tell other people about it, and maybe they won't like it also, and they'll stop doing business with that employer, or whatever.
And you don't have to go and patronize that person either.
Like your example with the guy who wouldn't date you because he was misogynistic, or I forgot.
Wouldn't be friends with me.
Wouldn't be friends with you because he was misogynistic. Well, I might suddenly not be his friend anymore if I realized he just hated women because they were women.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that would be him suffering for him suffering the consequences of his decisions. Not like my friendship is the end-all be-all, but other friends, other people might choose not to be around him because of it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would make that choice.
Right.
Just like we were talking about the topless thing earlier. The topless event and the discussion that surrounded it where somebody said if he was on private property and the property owner said that a man could take his top off, but a woman couldn't take her top off, well, he would walk away from that party. He would leave that person's property.
Right. So they certainly have a right to make any foolish decision as long as they're not
harming
anyone
you don't
else.
Have to be happy with it.
Right.
You don't have to act okay with it.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it is kind of related to our earlier discussion, but this could be another topic. It's pretty big.
Well, this is going to be broken up into two, isn't it, anyway? I think
really?
Maybe.
I don't think so. If we're... Do you have more on that, or are we done? Because if we're done, this could be one episode.
No, I want to talk about reciprocity. It's fascinating to me. Like, how do you be a good friend? What is a good friend to you?
Wow. Well,
like, I think you're a pretty good friend to me. Why is that? Because you always you're very consistent about following through with what you say you'll do. Like, if you say that you're going to show up, you show up. And if you can't show up, you tell me directly. And if there's ever a problem or an issue between us, you tell me what it is, and you tell me calmly and rationally, like, what the problem is. And we say, okay, well, how can we fix that? And we fix it.
Mm-hmm.
That's happened very few times in our relationship, but it has happened, I guess, a couple of times, and we always resolved it quickly. And you're also, you're fun. Like, you are in a good mood. You don't dump a lot of baggage on me, you know, you don't complain about things. When we're together, we generally are just having a great time, and we're talking about stuff, we're laughing, we're having fun, we're doing the podcast, you know. I think all of those qualities make you a good friend. And the other thing is, you know, one thing that I don't know if you realized how important this was to me, but this is the intimate confessions of pork therapy.
Bum, bum, bum.
This is getting way too serious. But one time,
use a fake name. They won't know you're talking about yourself.
About 6 months ago, I was really sick. I was sicker. I just got some kind of a cold or something, and I was really sick. I had a really high fever. I could barely get out of bed or move. And Mike basically dropped everything he was doing and came to my house and drove me to the doctor. Because I couldn't drive myself.
We just met, right? Like
we had recently met. Yeah. that was pretty early on in our relationship. And I was just so impressed that he would do that for me, someone who he didn't know that well, and he had to drive an hour and a half to come see. And, you know, I was kind of stranded at my house. I couldn't drive myself to the doctor, and my partner wasn't available to drive me, and because of some other things. And Mike just basically did me a huge favor, and it meant so much to me. And I said, wow, this is a person that I want to have in my life because he's really reliable and dependable and fun and nice, and I'm just showering you with compliments. But you get what I mean. Like,
yeah, I was trying to generalize what you said. You kind of answered your own question. What makes a good friend?
Yeah.
And you said
all those things.
Shared values.
Yeah.
And what? Dependent.
Right.
And
the consistent. Other thing about you is you don't create conflict or strife. You know, you kind of minimize those things.
Like, well,
I wouldn't want to be friends with someone who is always just sort of thriving on interpersonal conflict. That's not what I'm after. Right?
Well, that's an interesting point, because suppose someone likes conflict.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're probably not going to admit that to themselves or even out loud. I enjoy conflict. But if they are the type of person who likes conflict, then they would want a friend who creates inner conflict.
I suppose, and they just feed off of each other's
trauma. Right. I mean, that's probably why
certain
people
like
stay in abusive relationships, because for some reason they like the abuse. It validates them, and it's not necessarily healthy, but...
Maybe some abusive relationships are like that, but I think often it's just the abuser who psychologically just wears down the abused and just convinces them that they have no worth and no value. And
then that was a bad example. But my point was...
Well, what makes a good friend to you? Back to the topic we were talking about. How do you be a good friend?
Well, first of all, you have to have, in my opinion, you have to have shared values. You have to like the same things or some of the same things. Because otherwise, with all the other traits or whatever that's going to make a friendship work, if you have them, you still won't be friends because you don't enjoy hanging out.
Right.
I mean, if I enjoy reading quietly and you enjoy blasting heavy metal, we can't really hang out together and have fun at the same time. So you have to have similar values, and then there's all the traits that make it work. Like, you have to communicate clearly and directly and openly.
Like I'm sorry to interrupt you, but even though I always do, I should stop apologizing because it's not really sincere. I believe we may cover this.
Maybe we should change the I'm sorry for interrupting to interruption number 212. Just count them.
I think there'd be too many to count. We'd run out of numbers, but...
So what was this one?
Oh, fuck, I forgot.
No, not counting. Oh, you forgot why you interrupted?
I forgot why I interrupted you. What were you just saying?
So, you need shared values. You need to communicate clearly.
Uh-huh.
That's as far as I got, but I'll continue.
Okay.
I think you need to be open-minded because people change. Mm-hmm. So, you have this agreement, you have shared values. Well, after some time passes, maybe they don't like the same things anymore.
Yeah.
Do you still like them enough to hang out, or do you want to change your arrangement?
Okay, I remember why I interrupted you now. Okay, so I remember we were talking with Jeff earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
And our co-host Jeff on the previous couple podcasts, and he was saying that he was going out to dinner with his friend, but earlier he had related to me that this friend was basically someone who wants to use the government to control other people, and particularly in the realm of guns. And Jeff, for those who know him, is a gun enthusiast. He loves firearms.
And for those who don't know him.
And for those who don't know him, and now they do. He loves firearms. He's been using them and interested in them since he was 12 years old. He's very, very safe. He's very knowledgeable and competent. I would trust him with defending my life if I were ever in a situation like that. But yet he's friends with this gun grabber. And I said to him, Jeff, how can you be friends with someone like that? And he just said, well, I don't really go there with him. And I just, I don't get it.
I'm the same as you.
How can you be friends with someone who you have such a fundamental
disconnect the fundamental
with?
Is the key because, you know, I could be friends with someone who likes to drape the toilet paper over, whereas I like to drape it under, because that's not important.
No, that is important. That's
to me,
that's
not important. But, you know, I could be friends with someone who likes soy milk, which I don't really like that much, because that's not too important to me. But if someone...
It's not soy important. Yes.
But if someone had a fundamental difference, I cannot Like I don't like religion, and if someone is really heavy into religion and wants to proselytize and and thinks God speaks to them every day or whatever, I can't be around them without thinking of that and disrespecting them for that. And I don't mean to condescend. I just mean my value is so different and so important to me that I can't not think of that about you. And so,
maybe something important, which is respect.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Respect is
episode there.
Yeah. But respect is, it goes hand in hand with reciprocity. If you don't respect someone, why would you care about returning their, their overtures or their affections or their, their good, their, whatever they're putting out to you that says, I want to be in this relationship with you.
Right.
Why would you care about returning that if you don't respect them?
I completely agree.
Yeah. Were you going to say something else about, about respect?
No, no. But in your example where Jeff had a friend friend is
he
anti-gun.
He said it was a friend, but...
That's my point.
Maybe it's just an acquaintance. I don't really think...
Because I can see that. I mean, let's say it was the one issue where they differed, the one fundamental issue. Well, maybe they could be acquaintances. Maybe they could hang out and just not talk about it. I don't know if I could, but maybe. Hmm. But then what if they differed on 10 really fundamental issues?
Right.
They'd have nothing to talk about where it wouldn't come up.
Sure.
And for that matter, maybe it would accidentally come up sometimes.
Yeah, because they'd realize, hey, wait
a minute.
I hate
you. Yeah.
Dude, what the fuck?
Dude.
Well, no, I mean, that would, like, I guess I could be acquaintances with a status, but, I mean, I don't think I'll ever develop a real meaningful friendship
right.
with them.
Right, and I could be... I guess that's the definition of acquaintance, but I could be polite around them and make small talk and
right, especially with the idea that maybe at some point they'll see the example that you're living and they'll realize that government is not the way to get people to do what you want them to do and
right. Well, that's very specific though. I mean,
yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Pause. That's the first time that you've ever heard silence on the Pork Therapy podcast. It doesn't happen often.
We have a very loquacious couch.
We sure do. We're very loquacious.
Loquacious?
Loquacious.
Oh, crap. I said the wrong word. I made up a word.
Loquacious might be a word. I don't know.
Well, it is now.
Never heard it. Yes, it is now. That's right. Yeah, so, I mean, if you have a fundamental disagreement with someone, you might be able to be civil with them or have a somewhat of a, you know, a casual relationship, but you're really, I think it's really difficult to interact in a meaningful way with someone.
If that's true, and I think it is, then that's one of the definitions of friendship is shared fundamental ideas.
Yeah,
right?
I think so.
Or perhaps, you know, the closer your ideals are with another person, the better of friends you'll be, or the closer you'll be, or the more intimate you'll be or something. Or you can be. It's not definite, but the more possible.
Yeah, right, because there's a certain element of like, je ne sais quoi about it, right? Like, I can think of some people that we know, that I share a lot of fundamental values with, but we just don't really click that well, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly many elements.
For whatever reason, yeah.
And it may not even be always known or measurable. But you just said, I missed a joke. You just asked me a moment ago, there could be a certain element.
You never
of
miss a joke. There's a,
I just
always,
missed it. I'm
going to
here. I'm repeating it because it was too good in my mind. You asked me. There's always a certain. There could be an element of je ne sais quoi, right? And
right.
I should have said, I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
Je ne sais quoi.
Yes, good one.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup.
Fuck you. No, fuck me. All right, this is getting into the realm of the ridiculous, as usual.
Alrighty. I think we've reciprocated this question.
Have we reciprocated? Okay, well, question asker, if we have not given you the proper reciprocation and answered your question, you can ask us again, or anyone else can ask us again, or send
clarify,
us your comments, or
yeah.
anything like that at questions@porktherapy.com.
Right, or visit our website or our Facebook. Go to Facebook at facebook.porktherapy.com and post in the discussion forum a question or a comment.
You can get updates.
You can become our fan.
Emails when new episodes can't come out. Right.
Or you can tweet us.
I don't know why you'd want that.
You can Twitterify us.
Twitterify.
You can become Twittered.
Oh, I was Twittified by this episode. I've turned into a slobbering twit.
That's better than a twat.
Oh, I don't know about that. Twats can be good.
Slobbering twat?
Oh, let's not go there.
Okie doke. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for the question
yes.
asker.
That was a good one.
We probably didn't answer it, but...
But
it
we had fun.
We had fun trying. Okay.
All right.
Well, yes, I don't know how to... We don't like goodbyes on Pork Therapy.
So let's just cut it off in like in the middle of a speaking.
Okay, sounds great. Yeah,
all right,
let's
so
do
we
that.
Can just...